Consider this. They, and when I say they, you should know exactly who I speak of. They fight, they underhand, they lie, they cheat, they steal. To make it as difficult as possible for us to have anything. Let us consider the fact that maybe they do this out of fear. Fear of the greatness, fear of the drive, fear of the determination, fear of the lack of ways and reasons to quit. Fear is a powerful motivator. It either encourages you to do better, to be better, and to get better, or it encourages you to show out and do things impulsively that you know deep down inside is wrong, but you continue to do it because you are in fear. That is white fragility. That is white supremacy. That is voter suppression. That is injustice. That is denial of basic human rights. That is refusal of equality. That is America. Just think of it. Consider the fact of voting places being shut down right before an election. The fact of mail boxes literally being torn out of the ground to prevent mail-in ballots to be properly handled and submitted for review and the count. Consider places that still have ridiculous laws about what is needed in order to vote. There is so much power that we have that is constantly being suppressed and held back, that we must consider that their motivator is fear. That if we had what we are justly due, we could make so many gains. And although we could show our petty, we wouldn't necessarily. Just consider. And that's just a few words. The difference between us and them, really simple. There are people who have money, and money does major things. Money buys you a space in the hospital. Money gets you special treatment. Money and power, let me add that piece to it as well, gets you seen and gets you as well as you can be. Depending, of course, on whatever your condition is. Some great people have left this world, even with the best money and the best medical attention and support, because their disease overtook them. What certain voters are forgetting, or I'll just call it like it is, they're naive to it, is that the people that they are backing don't care about the little people. They don't care about the fact that 210,000 people have died. They don't even care that while they sat in a motorcade to wave at fans who came to cheer them on and support while they were supposedly in the hospital getting treatment and infecting their Secret Service in this motorcade, that almost 1,500 people died during that same time frame. 1,500 people died in the time frame that said individuals were riding around waving at their supporters. But it's nothing, right? It's nothing to get all riled up about. It's okay. You can fight the disease. Those 1,500 were added to the 210,000 that are no longer here anymore. Yet, it's nothing to worry about. It's what was the phrase? It is what it is. And yet some people still believe that said individual is doing a great job. The economy is great, yet you still have people who are without. You have parents who are trying their best to figure out how to get food on the table for their kids. You have kids that are falling behind in school because of the fact that their parents do not have the money to cover the expense of internet or even transportation to get them to a location to do their classwork. But they'll probably blame that on poor parenting and decision making and time management and all of the things. But had action been taken earlier in all of these areas, a lot of people would still be alive today. Schools more than likely would not have closed. And we would not be staring down the barrel of even more deaths. But, you know, hey, everything is lovely, says some people. And that's just a few words.